no dejaremos que cierren la linda puerta que siempre ha estado abierta a la vida.
You're listening to Latin Radical with Warwick Fry.
We've just gotten in touch with Lara again, and since we spoke yesterday, she's been given some more breaking news, some developments, which I think indicates pretty conclusively that the death squads are real and that the pattern of behaviour is reverting to the way it was back in the 80s. Lara.
Yes, indeed, Warwick, and we were only talking about this subject during our interview yesterday. But news that I have to hand from El Salvador that's come in over the last 12 hours as they've compiled reports from El Salvador into these activities are that a combined and united front of social organisations organised themselves to have a visible public presence outside the equivalent of the Attorney General's and Public Prosecutor's departments in El Salvador, asking for, in fact, the main banner that they carried simply said basta, los asesinatos políticos. No? It's an end, they're calling for an end to political assassinations and particularly those of human rights activists in the country. And that was a mass organisation of various civil society representatives and organisations, community organisations, women's organisations and so on. While that was happening, there are also two very important what we call denuncias, and two very important calls for attention to situations that are quite alarming within the country. And they are the raid on the office of the Women's Association, the National Women's Association of El Salvador, and also threats being made against the director of the human rights organisation, that is the highest public office in the land for defence of human rights, the Protectorate of Human Rights. So that's part of the International Human Rights Organisations and the World Organisation Against Torture, and they're calling for urgent intervention, urgent attention to be paid to these threats being made to their highest highest officer.
So that's death threats and a raid on the women's office all in the same day. It seems to be like a coordinated exercise in intimidation.
Certainly, and we were only talking yesterday about the characteristics of the paramilitary and death squads wherever they happen to operate. And you know, this phenomenon has been studied as a sociological phenomenon since the 1920s with their emergence in Guatemala. But this sort of coordinated attack is certainly very much a sign, usually, indicative of more organised forces rather than random criminal or violent acts.
Right. But the police seem to be inclined to treat them as simply criminal incidents.
Yes, Warwick, given the Women's Association in particular, well, the Women's Association rang to report that their offices had been very heavily raided, vandalised, you know, everything had been turned over in the offices. It was very obvious that an attack had taken place there. In fact, the people who did it were so revolting as to leave, to defecate on the premises as well. When the Women's Association, you know, found their premises like that and asked for the police to attend, the police basically said, has anything been stolen? Nothing's been stolen. No, we're not interested in attending. And that sort of response was also typical of the lack of interest at the official state level, because you have to understand a lot of these paramilitary and death squad activities have a link to, in the past, in the studies have shown direct links to the state through police or military associations. And even the report done several years after the peace accords that was tabled in the United Nations about death squad activity continuing in El Salvador showed that link was still there.
Yeah, and I guess that report was buried.
Well, it certainly seemed to get widely distributed.
Well, thanks very much, Lara, for keeping us informed. You only heard about this a few hours ago, I understand.
Yes, and I haven't got any material available in the English language yet. So what's available has been put out initially by the Office of Human Rights, the International Torture Organisation. Attorney Generals, of course, are not reporting the protests outside their offices, but the civil organisations have just put a note out in Spanish about what they did. And the Women's Association have called internationally for assistance as well. But all of those pieces of information at the moment are only available in English, and I think the human rights one's available in French at this stage.
Well, thank you very much, Lara, for keeping Community Radio Toon MFM informed on these latest developments.